In the quiet logging town of Rain Valley, nestled between the Olympic National Forest and the Pacific Ocean, a mysterious child appears one ordinary afternoon. Moving on all fours with impossible agility and clutching a wolf pup, this wild girl drops from a tree and into the lives of two estranged sisters. For Dr. Julia Cates, a psychiatrist whose reputation lies in tatters after her patient killed four children at a church, this strange child represents both a professional challenge and a chance at personal redemption. For her sister Ellie, the town's police chief and former homecoming queen, the girl becomes a reminder of the bonds that connect them beneath years of distance and difference. The child, severely malnourished, covered in scars, and unable to speak, carries secrets from the forest that will transform everyone she encounters. In this twilight space between civilization and wilderness, between trauma and healing, something magical begins to happen as the broken pieces of multiple lives slowly find their way back together. The girl hides beneath the hospital bed, curled like a fern. Julia sits for hours, struck by the child's watchfulness. She's moved beyond terror into constant vigilance. Testing confirms she can hear, but may not understand language. The breakthrough comes with food. At hungry, her expression changes. When Julia looks away, she darts for a donut. Tests reveal recognition of woods, but parents triggers violence. Julia suspects she's a feral child who survived in isolation and vows to protect her from exploitation. Connection forms through dream catchers, which terrify the girl. Julia realizes the string reminds her of being tied up. As the child destroys these trauma symbols, she develops power. Outside, the child howls at the night sky and communicates with birds. At the river, she speaks her first word, stay, and offers a rose, adding, peas, please. The next morning, she says, Julie, and identifies as girl. Julia names her Alice, which the child embraces by thumping the Alice in Wonderland book and touching her chest, recognizing herself in Alice's journey. As Alice begins speaking and learning, the town rallies around her. Julia becomes her foster parent, providing intensive care while Alice's language improves dramatically. Julia transforms too, smiling more, making jokes, dancing spontaneously, abandoning her compulsive runs, gaining needed weight, and reclaiming her confidence. Dr. Max Saracen, the overqualified local doctor, becomes important in their lives. After treating Julia's wounds, he offers refuge from the media and gradually reveals his own past pain. Despite initial hesitation, Max asks Julia out, and their relationship develops through mutual vulnerability. The sisters begin healing too. Ellie apologizes for her self-centeredness and throwing Julia to the media wolves. Julia forgives her, explaining that Alice has given her a second chance. By Christmas, the farmhouse fills with warmth as Alice, seeing a Christmas tree for the first time, becomes mesmerized by the lights. The three women form an unlikely but loving family, with Max increasingly joining their circle. The fragile happiness shatters with one phone call. DNA results identify Alice as Brittany Ezell, the missing daughter of George Ezell, a man imprisoned for murder before his conviction was overturned. Despite legal pressure favoring biological reunification, Julia's maternal instincts surge. She vows to Ellie she would stand in front of a bus for Alice and asks her to investigate Ezell. At dawn, Ellie meets Ezell at the Raindrop Diner. Rather than a hardened ex-convict, she finds a man worn down by loss yet determined to clear his name. He describes searching for his missing wife and daughter while imprisoned. Witnesses reported an unfamiliar van near their home, a lead police ignored. His message, he won't lose his daughter twice. The judge orders supervised visitation while Alice remains with Julia. The first visit ends when Alice flees after George calls her Brittany. When George admits contacting reporters, Julia and Ellie propose letting Alice guide them to her forest shelter, hoping to find clues about his wife's disappearance. The search party enters the forest with Alice's wolf companion. Despite her fear, Alice continues when Julia promises to stay with her. In a clearing, they find a cave where Alice had been tied like a dog, with another stake where her mother had been restrained, positioned to prevent her from seeing her daughter. A trunk contains newspaper clippings about missing prostitutes, weapons, and Alice's yellow raincoat, confirming the kidnapper's identity. Alice frees Wolf from his trap, understanding he must return to his pack. After a tearful goodbye, she leads Julia to a stone-covered mound. "Mommy," she says, pointing to the rocks as memories resurface. The discovery clears George's name. Lab analysis confirms Zoa Zell's remains and identifies the kidnapper as Terrence Speck, a twice-convicted rapist killed in a hit-and-run. Media outlets now proclaim George's innocence. Despite the truth emerging, Julia and George face an impossible situation. In court, Julia pleads for Alice to stay with her, citing her need for stability. George argues that Alice will never love him while Julia remains in her life, promising excellent care and eventual visits. On Alice's departure day, reporters gather outside while Dr. Correll arrives with a sedative. Julia sits with Alice beside a small red suitcase. When told to go with her daddy, Alice panics. "No, go. Alice, stay," insisting, "Julie, mommy." As Julia explains she's not her mother, Alice becomes hysterical until sedated. Before losing consciousness, Alice touches her tears and whispers, "Real hurts," echoing the Velveteen Rabbit's wisdom about becoming real through love. Julia carries Alice to George's car and watches them leave, telling Ellie and Max, "All the love I gave her, and in the end, all I did was teach her to cry." Hours later, the doorbell rings. Alice stands there with George, who explains Alice thinks she was sent away for being bad. George realizes, "I'm not who she needs. She belongs here, with you." 9 months later, on Alice's first day of school, Julia notices her daughter's white-knuckled grip on her lunchbox despite earlier confidence. The wolf girl whispers still linger. Julia kneels, offering honest reassurance. Outside, Ellie and her daughter Sarah wait. Sarah immediately links arms with Alice. The two girls, one born to privilege, one to wilderness, enter school together while their mothers watch. In the park later, Ellie passes Julia coffee. "She's stronger than you think," she says. The sun catches Julia's engagement ring, Max's grandmother's vintage diamond. Julia plans to open a practice for traumatized children above the old bookstore. Through Alice, she learned to trust instincts over textbooks. Through Max, she discovered love sometimes builds quietly, like dawn breaking over mountains. The town now tells its story, the wild child, the doctor who saved her, and how they saved each other. The truth lives in small moments, in Alice's first words, Max's patient love, and their community. In that magic hour between loss and discovery, second chances emerge for those brave enough to risk loving again. Our deepest wounds, met with compassion, can become our greatest strengths.